we are on Ein Gimel. I'm on Aleph, three lines down from the top of the page. The Gemara asks the next question. It's actually a very thoughtful question, right? We've, all this time we've been talking about the question of the husband or father hearing the nether of his wife or his daughter, right, and having to be to respond. So what happens if you can't hear? Right, if you're a cheirish, you're in the Mefarshim note. Cheirish here means the Ron says the 1, 2, 3, 5th line of the middle, medium sized lines. Cheirish hamidaber ve'inu shomer. Right, if it's a cheirish who can't hear or speak in the time of the Gemara, that was a person in Mishnah. That was a person who was typically intellectually incapable. Also, right, but if we're talking about a person who's just hard of hearing, he's able to speak. He just can't hear. Still a person who's intellectually, you know, within the normal range, but just can't hear. So imtim salomar baal meifer below shmiya mishmi debar mishmahu. And if you're going to tell me that a husband can be meifer even without hearing, why? Maybe that's because he's a person who's able to hear. Aval cheirish talav bar mishmahu hainu de Rebbe Zeira. But if you tell me that cheirish can't be made for, why? Because he's not capable of hearing, right? This would be the same as the idea quoted from the name Rebbe Zeira, the Amar Rebbe Zeira, kol haroi lo bila im bila me'al keves bo. Right, then when it comes to the concept of bila, bila b'shemen, right, when it comes to a korban mincha, typically, so if you're capable of doing bila, which is mixing the oil with the rest of the items, so then bila is not ma'akev. The fact that you can't do it doesn't, if you don't do it, it doesn't bother us. But v'choshe ein ro'eh le'bila, but if it's impossible to do the bila, so then bila is ma'akev. So let's take a look what that means in a second. Look, the Mefarish explains this on the right side. Hanin de Rebbe Zeira, the fourth line down on the page. The Amr Meseches Menachos, Meperek HaMenachos, V'anisachim, V'hachi hu, Sha'alu she'ilu le'ila midi Rebbe Yehuda bar Yilai, Minayin la'omer harei alai shishim ve'echad yisarun shemevi shishim b'kliyachad ve'echad b'kliyachad. So a person says, I'm going to bring 60 yisarons, right? Yisarons is a measurement, volume. So I say, a person says, I'm going to bring 61 yisarons. So what's the halacha? You bring 60 in one kli and one in another kli. Okay, v'hachi tanina b'masnisen misnadiv adam mincha k'shal shishim yisaron u'mevi b'kliyachad. You can bring 60 yisarons in one kli. Vim amar harei alai shishim ve'echad, and if he says I'm going to bring 61, maybe shishim b'kliyachad ve'echad b'kliyachad. 60 in one and the other. Why? So pasach Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Yilai v'hasam mefarish. Amar lei harei hu omer kol mincha belula b'shemen v'chariva amar Torah. V'chariva amar Torah. The Torah. What's this about? Why is it if I want to bring 61, I have to bring 60 in one kli and one in another? Why can't I bring 61 in one kli? So what's that about? Because the pasach says it should be mincha belula b'shemen. So have mincha she yachola lihibalel. You have to bring a mincha that is what? Capable of being mixed up. The Chazal determined that 60 isarons of the elements of a mincha, which has flour and oil, etc., can be mixed. But once you have 61 already, it's too dense and you can't mix it anymore. So parach hasa my time of mishum de any vlan mishum de any vlan. It's because you can't mix it. Ama de balila me'akeves. Oh, it sounds like you think that balila is me'akev. Then if I can't do a balila, if I can't mix the mincha, somehow the whole korban is null and void. V'hatanan im lo bala kasha. But halacha is that if you didn't mix it, it's actually fine. So bila's, I thought bila's not me'akev. So why can't I bring 100 isarons together? So what? I can't mix it. Doesn't matter. You can't mix it. I don't have to mix it. Belula, you know, belila is the right thing to do, but it's not ma'akiv if I didn't do so. So in Mitarach, Rabbi Zeira, no, Rabbi Zeira explains, and this is a concept quoted many times throughout Shas. Ki amrinan de belila e ma'akeves b'rari lebila. Right, when we say that belila is not ma'akiv, that's if it's capable of being mixed. Ki go in shishi mesronim ha'rari lebila. Im lo ba'la kasha. So if it's rari lebila, if it's something that you could have mixed if you wanted to, you just didn't. So fine. So then, in fact, if you forgot, whatever. So okay. So it's not ma'akev. V'chol she'ein roi labila. But if it's not shayach, if you couldn't do it, kigon shishim ve'echad, 61 isronos, or even more than that, Bila makiv. So then the fact that he didn't mix it, it's makiv. And if all in Amavin, since you can't do Bilula, so now you can't bring it. Okay, so that's the concept of Koyre Labila and Bila Makavis Bo. Right? It's only if it's capable, possible of having it done. So then the fact he didn't do it, so I don't care. But if the structure of the whole korban is that it's impossible to do Bilila, so then it doesn't work. And then you're not Yodze. So Hachanami, Gabi Cherish, Kola Roy Lishmoa, Kagon She'eno Cherish. Bididei ein shmiya me'akeves, right? Meaning maybe the idea of a person, okay, so you didn't hear it, it's okay. Why is it not me'akev? You didn't hear it because you're capable of hearing, right? You could have heard it, right? Ubal mefer aval shmiya ve'ena aval shmiya below shmiya ve she'ena roel shmiya, but someone who's not capable of hearing could go to chayrish shmiya me'akeves bo below ma'zvir. So maybe the fact that he can't hear. Maybe that generally it's not ma'akev, but here, a person who's got incapable of hearing, maybe that person, Ritaka, not be able to be mefer, because it's not even shaykh for him to hear. If you'd follow the same construct, basically, that Rabbi Zera says. Fine. So Amarava, let's go back to the Gemara. So which one is it? So do we say, you know, that Acherish can still be mefer because it doesn't matter if he can't hear? Or no, since he can't hear, now hearing is ma'akev. Amarava Tashma Vishama Isha Prat Leishes Cherish Shmaimina. Oh, so the Rebbe says, I have a drasha for you. Tell me whatever svar you want to say. I have a pasuk. The pasuk says Vishama Isha, right, that her husband hears. Right? What's the point of telling me that Vishama Isha? You already told me it's about her husband. So what's happening here? So Prat Leishes Cherish should come to tell you Shama Isha, specifically a person, a husband who can hear, but if it's a woman who's married to a cheirish, so then that's excluded. And so that's the case. So fine. So halacha is that a cheirish cannot be mefer because he's not able to hear. Sounds like, though, it's not necessary. It's a good question. Is it because we agree with the svara? And it's, you know, kosher in royal shmir, you know, shmir is now ma'akev? Or is it just because of a drasha? It's a good question. But, yeah, good, fine. But regardless, the answer is that a cheirish can't. Okay. Fine. The Ran goes on a long conversation about, does this psak here tell me something about the questions we were asking before? Right, the case that was, we had a bailu to the Ishtata about whether the husband has to hear or doesn't have to hear. Fine. But anyways, okay. Okay, next case. Ibailu. So can a husband be mefer for both of his wives at the same time? At the same time, is that possible? Osa dafka, olav dafka. Meaning, it says that he hears osa, right? He hears her, right? He hears her say the nether. So is it dafka, her only, and meaning only one at a time? Oh no, lav dafka. Maybe it can be, maybe he could do both at the same time. Just because what Bebas Achas means, take a look at the Mefarish, 1, 2, 4 lines down in the Y lines, Bebas Achas Bedibur Echad, meaning the point is, can he say Mufar Lachen, or something like that, right? Say one phrase that'll be made for both at the same time, right? So is the word Osa, look at the, again, next one, Dafka, Yani Osa, right? So he says, Yosa velo shtayim bevas achas. Yosa has to be specifically for her to take care of her neder and not two at the same time. Okay, so let's see. So Amar Ravina, Tashma, ein mashkin shtei sotos ka'achas. So Ravina says, what the halacha is, you're not allowed to, Mishnah Sota says, that you're not allowed to have two women who are safek sotos, right? They're both shayla, whether they were bizan of their husbands. So against their husband, so you can't have two women drink from the sota water at the same time. Okay, again, what does that mean? Ka'achas, look at the mefarish, b'shtei kosos. Doesn't mean they're going to drink mamish the same, but they're standing next to each other, and they both drink. They're both given the water, and they drink at the same time. They go through the process together, etc. That we don't do. Why don't we do that? Mipnei shaliba gaspe chaverza, because the one woman is going to, literally, liba gaspa means like you have a close relationship, and you're connected. You use this language when you're talking about the Isra Yichud. Right? If it's Isra Yichud, the Isra Yichud, a man and a woman, and then the Libo Gaspa, they're very close relationships, so then the halacha is even more strict, because their hearts are connected to each other. Right? But so what does that have to do with here? What does that have to do with over in this case? So so the Ran gives a nice explanation here. Finish a Libo Gaspa. That's the my house come up. I like what he says. It's like, I don't know, 10, 12 lines from the bottom. Pesach Liba Gaspa, Gaspa Chaverta, the last words in the line. And then the next line, right? Shish Pa'amim Shechaverta Tahora. Maybe the other woman is innocent. Vihi Temeya, and she's not innocent. She's guilty. Ugushatira Chaverta Omeris Tahora Ani. And she sees her friend say, I'm good. I didn't do anything. And she's getting ready to drink. Ani Tagis, Tahora Ani Tagis Daita. Vlotirtsa Lahodos. She's going to feel like bad a little bit, right? And she's not going to be embarrassed. To say that she was, you know, the point is they say, okay, if you're really a tahora, drink. So women in those moments would be, you know, nervous if you didn't drink and you're really tameya, you're gonna die from drinking. So in that moment, the hope is that she admits, okay, no, just kidding, I'm not tameya, right? But at this moment, what happens? She's not by herself. She's been another person who said tahora ani. So now she's gonna be, she's gonna be embarrassed to say that she's not. That she did this. The machik sham shame, and what's going to happen? Instead, they're going to raise Hashem's name. Shenichta b'kedusha, and she's going to end up having them erase the name of Hashem on her behalf, which is the wrong thing to do. And go even further, she'll end up maybe dying from drinking the mesota. So we don't allow. Bottom line is, we don't allow two women to go through the process of sota together. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, back to Gemara. Lo min hashemu. He says, no, that's not a lo min hashemu. He goes, That's not a proof. The fact that, you know, the Ran says lo mi pnei tam ze amru de imashin sheisodos kacha. That's not why. That's not the reason you can't have two, rather. Elu mishum shenamar vihishka ma pike, right? Vihishka meaning ha to her, right? Da havalei ki ilu kasa vihishka osa v'darshin osa levada. Right. So so if you look back in the Gemara, that's what the Gemara says. Yehuda Omer lo mi nashem huza elu mishum shenamar vihishka osa levada. Right. So the fact that two sotos can't drink at the same time doesn't tell me anything about any other case. That's again, like there's a kasuv. Vishka, specifically when it comes to her to the case of Sota, that it has to be one at a time. So if it has to be one at a time there, so Lav Dafka tells me anything about what you have to do in our case, and therefore we don't learn anything from that case. Fine. Next Mishnah. So the Mishnah continues. Bogeres Shishasa Yud Beis Chodesh. We actually saw this Mishnah already before in Davayin. This was quoted before, but now we're safe for real. Okay, so Bogeres Shishasa Yud Beis Chodesh. You have a woman who is a Bogeres, right? She's now 12 and a half, and she waited 12 months to since her Erisin now to have Nisuin with her husband. Okay, so what happens? Ve'almana lamiyom, and an almana doesn't need a year before she gets married, before she has Nisuin. She just needs 30 days. But after that time, Rabbi Elazar Omer, holu baila chayv bin son osea, yafer. So Rabbi Elazar says, I don't care that they didn't actually do Nisuin. Meaning, once we know the rule, right? Well, until during Erisin, all of these cases are during Erisin, what happens? Husband and father need each other together, right? They have a shutfus, right? But once Nisuin happens, father's out of the picture, and husband alone can do a hafar, right? So Rabbi Elazar says, good. So as soon as the 12 months are up or the 30 days are up, the almana, what happens? Husband is now chayav to take care of his wife. He has to pay her mizonos. He finances her. So at that point, what also happens? Yafer. He can be meifer. And what does that mean, yafer? It means yafer by himself. Look at the Ran. Fourth line in the bottom line of the wide lines there. Yafer levado. Below shutfus sedav. Right? Without the shutfus. He does it by himself. Why? Because now is the zman ki'ilu. They didn't do nisuin. Yeah, but they should have. And the time was for Nisuin, and therefore he's Chayav Mizonos. Since he's Chayav Mizonos, he has the power of Hafara alone. Fine. The Chacham Momrim, Ein Abal Mefer, Achet Tikanes Rishuso. The Chacham said, no, he cannot be Mefer. They didn't do Nisuin. Until Nisuin happens, that's not going to work. Judge Tikanes Rishuso says to Ran, Achet Tikanes Chuppah. Right? That's what Chuppah is. Chuppah is husband bringing his wife into his own Rishus. That's why you have a Chuppah. So the point being, so basically, I mean, if you just on face value, Rabbi Lezen Chachamim is what's the actual trigger for this change? The father's out and husband's by himself. Is it that it's the time, right? The timing now, or the chiyuv mizonos, right, which now triggers that responsibility, or no, is it actual nisuin? So that's machlokas so far between Rabbi Elazar and Chacham. Fine. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Rabbi Elazar, u'mishnah rishona, amru davar echad. So Rabba says, Rabbi Elazar and the Mishnah Rishona said the same thing. Okay? What do we mean? What does that mean? So, and look at the Ran. The Ran writes, the first Ran of the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, Mishnah Rishona, amru davar echad, kishi yigia zman al yinase. Right, that they said that when the time arrives to get married, v'lo niseis, but she didn't actually have nisuin, kevin shechayiv b'ayla b'minuzan osea, chashvina la kinesua, like sas dvarim, right? This idea of Rabbi Elazar, so he didn't, only that wasn't only Rabbi Elazar who said it, but also the Mishnah Rishona said it. That when the time arrives, the time has arrived, and now she's like ki'ilu nisua, in terms of certain halachos. Ba'af api she'enim b'beisa b'ayla, even though she's not yet in her father's house. Rabbi Elazar hadam, right? Rabbi Elazar we just saw in our Mishnah, so we celebrate. Okay, fine. So the point being, the Rabbi wants to say just this shita of Rabbi Elazar. We actually see the Mishnah Rishona also. Okay, so Amr Davar Ditznan Nosin the Besula Yud Beis Chodesh Lafarnis Atzma. Right, because the Mishnah says that we give a Besula 12 months to get herself ready financially. He Gia Yud Beis Chodesh Ochelas Mishalau VeOchelas Betruma. Because if she once the 12 months comes, she eats from him, and means chayav mizonos. And if her husband is a kohen, she could even eat truma. Aval hayabam, eino ma'ichel b'truma. But the yabam, so she's waiting for yibam to be done, right? And the yabam is a kohen. So then she's not going to be able to eat truma from him. Okay. Asa shisha chadashim b'fnei abal, v'shisha chadashim b'fnei yabam. So let's say she spent 6 months. So she does Arison with Reuven, right? And then what happens? Reuven dies without children, and he has a brother Shimon. So what happens? So she spent 6 months with waiting with Reuven as her Arist in order to do Nisuin, and then she waits another 6 months waiting for the new husband, right? The Yavam to do Yibam with her. So what happens in that case? I mean, again, 6 months and 6 months is a lot of dafka. It could just be pointed as it's everything except for at least one day, right? Oh, kulam fnei yabam chas yomechad. Or she waited 11 months and 28 days, whatever, missing one day with the, all in front of the yabam, missing, but one day she was married to the original husband. Eina ochelas b'truma, so she doesn't eat truma yet, meaning she has to have the full amount with one of them, full 12 months. Okay. Zu mishnah mishona. Okay, that's mishnah mishona. So why is that? Why is that? The Mishnah Rishonah is the same as Rabbi Eliezer, because again, you have this idea that when she's right to be in Nisua already, the 12 months are up, what happens? She eats Truma. She eats from the husband, etc. What do you see? You see that there's a status of Nisua to a certain extent, even though they've never actually done Nisua. So that's the Gemara, that's what I want to say. You see that Rabbi Eliezer and Mishnah Rishonah say the same thing. So Bezin Shalacharehem, Amru, Eina Isha Ochelas B'Truma, Achit Zikan Zichob. And the Bezin Shalacharehem says, no, it's not true. She doesn't eat truma until she gets married. So again, you see, seems to be the same machlokas. Fine. So Amle Abaye, Dilmalohi. Maybe that's not true. Ad kol no kol mashmina Mishnah Rishona el lemecha b'truma. Again, the Mishnah Rishona didn't say anything about being havaras nedarim. It just said that she can. All you talked about was eating truma. El lemecha b'truma derabana. Maybe that's only truma derabana. Avad nedarim. Right, deraisa, but nedar, so eating truma, the truma derabanan, so maybe that's what they're allowing here, right? Avad nedarim deraisa, but nedarim which should be deraisa, emalo. Maybe that they're not going to allow. And maybe again, he's chayv to take care of her. So truma derabanan will be makel because again, he already has a responsibility to take care of her, right? Take a look at the mafarash on the left side. El truma derabanan bismanazeh, the lo have elam derabanan, right? Truma which bismanazeh is only derabanan. Inami betruma derabanan kagon atit she'enu nakov, right? Or a plant there's no hole in the bottom, so it's not going to head to the ground, right? Uperos shenichnesu mechutzarts, or uperos that came from chutzarts, so that the trumas taken are not midereisa. Aval nedarim midereisa hasam kamir abanan eino mefer, right? So that's that meaning maybe that's the distinction here. So there abanan deraisa distinction, it's not applying per se. To extend it now that the Mishnah Rishona agrees with Rabbi Eliezer, but Nidarim, not maybe no. Fine. Va'ad kan lo shamas lay Rabbi Eliezer, elagab Nidarim. Kedrav Pinchas, Mishpeh Dirava, da Amar, Koron Noderes, Aldas, Bailehi Noderes. Aval Truma, Afidim Dirabana Nami lo Achla. And maybe Rabbi Eliezer also wouldn't agree, meaning he would say he said that anyone who's Noderes is Aldas Baila, right? About Truma, maybe even Midrabani wouldn't allow. I mean, it may just be two different halachos, and they're totally not connected to each other. So this idea that Rabbi Lezer and the Mishnah Rishon are saying the same thing, Lavdafka, it could be, but we don't have any proof, we don't know for sure, and therefore don't tell me that they're necessarily the same. And by the way, who cares if they're the same or not? This is exactly why we care, right? Would the Mishnah Rishon agree with this concept? Or, our Mishnah, which tells us only about Nedarim, would it apply to Truma? Right? So the answer is, we don't know. Right, because we don't have a proof that they're saying the same shita, and since we don't know that they're saying the same shita, there's no reason to assume that, and we have to keep each one in their own lane and don't apply, what we know from one to the other. Okay, so we finish it off today. So I guess we'll pick up next week.